For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Michigan State University trustee Brian Mossalem today became the first of eight trustees to call on interim MSU president John Engler to resign. Fellow trustee Diane Byram has become the second. In a statement, Mossalem points to the recent release of emails in which Engler insinuates that Rachel Den Hollander, a survivor of Larry Nassar's sexual abuse, might be taking kickbacks from lawyers involved in lawsuits against the university. In calling for Engler to step down, Mossalem says, "We need leadership that sets a tone of empathy and compassion towards our courageous survivors and re-embraces them as important members of our Spartan community. John Engler simply can no longer do that." The Lansing State Journal reports that trustee Diane Byram has concluded that Engler is no longer the right person to lead MSU during this difficult period. She calls on Engler to apologize for his remarks about Den Hollander, and he has not done so. Trustee Dan Kelly tells the Detroit News that he disagrees with Mossalem and Byram. Kelly says the university needs some stability. President Engler issued a statement touting the successful negotiation of a settlement with Nassar survivors and continuing efforts to strengthen sexual misconduct prevention on and off campus. He adds that he looks forward to next week's trustees meeting, where, in his words, "We will continue our progress and efforts to move forward. I believe actions matter, and that is how the success of our work will be determined." This is Scott Pohl.